Hello, people. Buck here. Buck's Podcast. Another story on Bigfoot. This one's going to be a longer story, so just bear with me. This one here is from Kirkland Lake area. And this is southeast of Kirkland Lake. And the nearest road is Harvey Kirkland Road. Year was 86, fall, September. Let's get on with the story. It says there was two separate incidents, and I would like to report both of which happened many years ago in the same location, but on separate ends of the hometown northeast of Ontario. The first happened when I was only 5 years old, and I never spoke to it until now, because it wasn't until I was older that I knew I understood what I seen. In fact, my realization prompted me to do a report on Bigfoot when I was in grade 6 for a public speaking contest, in which I had received several awards, going all the way to the Canadian Championships, for which I took third place. However, I did not mention of the sightings for reasons of disbelief and fear, but yeah, you did it in a contest, that I would affect the stability of my report. Yeah, I don't know. It was the summer of 75, early morning hours, probably around 8:30 or so. My mother and I were walking along Government Road between, Chaput Hughes and Kirkland Lake. In the distance, probably 100 yards away from only a few seconds, I seen what appeared to be a hair-covered creature that was walking in an upright position along the swampy area of the west side of town. By the time I got my mother's attention, the creature had gone and vanished into the woods. The second sighting was more intense because it was after I'd done the public speaking report. I knew what I was seeing, and I was self-educated on the subject. I actually sat and watched it for about 10 minutes before I was detected, and the creature calmly stood up and walked away. It was late afternoon, September of 86. While I was out rabbit hunting, it had been in the bush all day since 7 a.m., and I was en route for home about 3 miles southwest of town, walking along the trail that I hunted on a regular basis. I seen something out of the corner of my eye. Until I turned my head, I looked and focused my eyes in the slowly darkened bush throughout. Thought it was a bear, and the reason I thought it was a bear because I was able to smell it at that time. I thought it was strange, but it actually smelled worse than a bear, like 10 times worse. When I realized what I was seeing, instantly crouched out of the view, but I still in position of view of the amazing creature. I sat on the ground in a yoga-style cross-legged position, smack dab in the middle of the blueberry patch. I was just sitting there grazing the berries with my hands and having an afternoon snack. It seemed to be content with my surroundings as it was, and it had a massive body that would probably be only compared to Andre the Giant, maybe even bigger. It was completely covered with hair except the areas around its breast, which appeared to resemble a dark leathery texture. The face of the creature was not a mask with hair. It resembled a face of a gorilla in texture and color, but had features of an early Neanderthal man. As I sat and watched it from about 12 yards away, I considered raising my gun and taking a shot. I opted against this because I have morals and unsure if it was more of a man than it was an animal. Plus, I didn't want to take a chance missing and wounding it. I had only a single shot, 22 bolt action, and if it chose to attack in retaliation, I would not have time to reload. I watched it for about 10 minutes, then I revealed myself. Was starting to get dark, and not because of the Bigfoot, but do you know, you don't want to be in the bush, northern Ontario, even if you know where you're going after dark. When the creature saw me, it did not respond in the way I had expected. It just simply stood without the use of its hands and calmly walked away. There's no other witnesses. However, while a recent hunting trip in the same area, brother made it known to me that a couple of occasions he and his friend saw something which would believe to be a Bigfoot. Other stories. I know that there are other stories, other sightings in the area, but most people keep it to themselves because who would believe them? Well, this is, he does. Well, I do too, but... the time and the conditions, it was about 4:35 p.m. and just starting to get dark, and it was a warm, sunny afternoon. Outside in the middle of nowhere, dense populated evergreen forest, there was a wide variety of other trees, plant life, as well as swampland and vast abundance of fresh water. In my opinion, this terrain would be ideal for any wild animal or creature. So, there's another story about Bigfoot, northern country. Thanks for listening, and if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.